In just 20 years, awareness of climate change has progressed to climate anxiety. According to Time magazine, mental health studies show eco-anxiety exploded last year from Greenland to Australia. Now, a new exhibit at UH Manoa aims to work through the grief and denial toward community action. Sea level rise threatens physical inundation, but inundation can also be a paralyzing psychological state, according to a new show at UH Manoa Gallery. Curator Jamie Hamilton Ferris says a Yale Climate Center study shows 76% of Americans understand the importance of climate change, but only 30% talk about it.
And it's that talking about it, it's that sharing of experiences that we need more of in order to get over the anxiety of the unknown, to really reflect on what the true problems are, and then to imagine potential futures where as many people as possible contribute to the resolutions of climate change. And I think that's where art can be really, really important.
Hawaii artists Kaili Chan and Mary Babcock are joining artists from elsewhere in the Pacific for the Inundation Show at UH Art Gallery. There are lots of community events, too, and the show will travel to Donkey Mill Art Center on Hawaii Island in March. Cultural liaison Kealoha Fox is a participant in Inundation and says art can create a safe space like a kipuka, that oasis of vegetation somehow spared by lava flows.
We have these contemporary kipuka that are opening up spaces to have really important conversations that are generating social bonds across the community that are positive and that can be valued by everyday people.
Science has been front and center in our climate education, and now policies and priorities dictate the road ahead. The idea here is people need to talk to de-stress and figure that out.
You don't have to be a scientist, you don't have to be an economist, and you don't have to be a publicly elected official to be a part of the conversation and to also be part of the solutions. The conversations we're going to have and the art that's going to be showcased is to help heal our communities and the environments through our relationships and by us coming together.
Hamilton Ferris points out the systems that produce the problem may need profound reworking.
Climate justice is really, really important because if we are going to think beyond short-term solutions and not redo some of the mistakes that we've made in the past, the linkage of environmental rights and social values is important to really making the right decisions.
It's not just in Hawaii, but across the Pacific. Neighbor islands are often put on the back burner. I think what we're trying to do as a movement for the community is to diffuse where the power is.
Fox points to knowledge bases that are still strong on the neighbor islands.
We might be talking about subsistence fishing or organic agriculture. When I think about climate justice, it's really about social strengthening and reinforcing and retying our bonds together.
That truly is the function of art. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.